the word sankhara used before?
I don't think so. Although there is I mean, it's had to be in the language, because the Buddha oftentimes used language in slightly different ways. And I think that the way that the Buddha used sankhara, there's a certain idiosyncratic way that the Buddha used, but it's also a word that exists at the time, and it's also a concept that exists at the time. But the Buddha is using it specifically to how he wants to convey his understanding. And, you know, I think also in terms of the Buddha's teaching and using the five khandhas as a distinguishing feature of his teaching, I think that's probably not, it's probably actually not a, on thinking about it, it's probably not a bad way of introducing his teaching, in that when you read some of the descriptions of the kind of catechism of the Ajita Kesa Kambala or whatever, and this Kutukatayana, these different ascetics at the time. It was a long litany of the nature of the universe and the nature of action, and for the Buddha to, or a disciple of the Buddha to summarize the teachings by, you know, there's these five khandhas that are the basis of your action and your interaction with the world. This is a good place to be starting your exploration and basing your spiritual investigation here rather than out of the world. That's enough. There's several sort of takes on